welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Unionized Laborers Talk Radio. Thanks for tuning in. We enjoy your company. We appreciate all the great stuff you're doing for the community, that's for sure. This program is sponsored in part by AppletreeMediaWorks.com and the United Steelworkers, and we appreciate their support. Folks, don't forget, if you go to our website, you can download a free app for your iPhone or your Android. That way you can listen to this radio program anywhere in the world at any time, right there on your smartphone. We appreciate that very much. Let's see. Joining me today, we've got Barry Craig of the Kentucky Labor Institute and the Western Kentucky AFL-CIO Area Council. Barry, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Brother, it's always a pleasure. We appreciate it. Special elections. Democrats winning.
Yes. Charles, I would commend your readers to take a look at Daily Coast. I'll read you the direct quote, kind of puts you in the right frame of mind. Tuesday, September 12th, turned out to be a lousy night for Republicans. The Democrats just flipped one more seat from red to blue, the second pickup of the night and the sixth Democratic pickup this cycle. Republicans have yet to pick up a seat from Democrats in a contested election. Now, one of these wins was in Oklahoma. If there's a state in the United States that's redder than Kentucky, it certainly is Oklahoma. So, again, Charles, we don't have any national elections until next November, but I know some Democrats here in Kentucky are happy to see this, especially the one in Oklahoma. They're hoping that it portends well for the Democrats in next November. Trump carried Oklahoma in a blowout like he carried Kentucky in a blowout. So maybe this buyer's remorse or this groundswell of opposition is there. And, of course, the Republicans, Trump, they discount these polls as being nonsense, fake news. But, you know, based on this, there may be something afoot out there. And, again, we've talked about this a number of times and probably will keep talking about it, is this public pension issue in Kentucky that is really, really hurting the Republicans. So optimistic here in the autumn. But, again, it's over a year away till we actually go to the polls. And as it's been said many times, that the only poll that counts is the one on Election Day.
Right.
But, again, the fact that the Democrats are winning in these state legislative races, that's about as grassrooty as you can get. So maybe the Democrats have got something to cheer about after their winter discontent.
Yeah. And what's kind of funny about that is oftentimes with these House and Senate races at the state level, you can say, hey, I knew that guy before, or I knew that girl before she got elected. Mm-hmm. You know, because oftentimes it's somebody that is in your community and you you have a much better chance of knowing them as opposed to a congressman.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
This is interesting. And, you know, one of the things I keep thinking to myself is, you know, we know that there is a certain percentage, 28 to 30% of the population, that no matter what you do, they're going to vote for Trump. They're the schoolyard bullies. They're the guy that goes walking up to the League of Women Voters and starts, you know, threatening people and all this kind of other stuff. They're the village punks. And quite often it's the kind of thing where, if we have Democrats that are effective in getting the message out there and saying, look, right to work is wrong for everybody, okay? The reason why prevailing wage is important is it holds up everybody's wages.
Absolutely.
It's the prevailing wage in the
right.
community. They measure it. That's where they come up with the number.
Right.
And, you know, when we have Davis-Bacon and things like that, it protects the community because it allows a community to make sure that the people working on a project not only are qualified,
right,
but they're from that community.
That's right.
That's the important thing because, you know, we as taxpayers pay into the project, okay? We got to fix this 27 miles of road. Let's get local people who know what they're doing to do it right, do it the first time,
right,
who are from the community. So when they buy a new pickup truck, it's from our community. And when they pay their taxes, it goes to our community. And those kinds of things. And these politicians that are out there that are doing everything they can to stop those things from happening are actually a pariah on the communities that they're supposed to represent.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, Tip O'Neill famously said, all politics is local. And I think this is absolutely fascinating. Is it anecdotal? Who knows? Is it a trend? Who knows? But, again, the Democratic bigwigs in these states, especially Oklahoma, that's the one that really made me sit up and take notice. One of these victors was in New Hampshire. Okay, New Hampshire went for Clinton as well as Obama. It's a northeastern state, more liberal, obviously, than Kentucky. But Kentucky and Oklahoma are very, very similar in demographics and in politics. And the fact that this Democrat won, I tell you what I would do. If I were the Democratic National Committee, I would pay this guy to go around the country and say, okay, this is how I did this. This is going to be fascinating. And you'll probably see this fellow interviewed on TV explaining how he did it, because that's the thing right now, Charles. The Democrats are kind of thrashing around wondering how in the world can we overcome this. In Kentucky, the Democratic Party is at its lowest ebb since Henry Clay and the Whigs ran the state before the Civil War. So the Democrats in Kentucky and elsewhere are looking for some way to get up off the mat. And maybe this Oklahoma situation might be a good place to look.
Barry, I am convinced that if our Democratic friends came out and were Democrats and they said, look, we're not promising to make you a millionaire. We're not promising to make it as, you know, your business can do anything you want, anytime you want, any way you want. But we're going to make sure that if you're a working stiff, that you can go to work with a reasonable expectation that you're going to come home at night, that you're not going to get sick from the things that you're exposed to, you're not going to get hurt on the job.
Yep.
You're going to work in an environment for 20, 25, 30 years or whatever, and you're going to be able to retire with some dignity, and you're going to empower your company. Your company's going to empower you. It's a partnership. We don't have to agree all the time on everything. We can even have robust discussions, but when it's all said and done, we're moving the same direction, and you're going to have health care, and it's going to be affordable. And we're going to protect you from unscrupulous businesses, and we're going to protect you from unscrupulous, you know, whatevers. And at the end of the day, you can retire with dignity.
It's an excellent platform. And I'll tell you what I'll do before the next time you and I talk. I'll see if I can find out more about this election in Oklahoma. How did this fellow win this election? What did he do? Because that's very instructive. I think if the Democrats will stick to this economic message, it's going to be a winner. But again, this is really good news. And you and I have talked before about it. Seems, well, obviously the news, you focus on the national races, but it's these state legislative races that got us in trouble. It's these state legislative races that made Wisconsin right to work, and Michigan right to work, and Indiana right to work, and Kentucky and West Virginia and Missouri, all right to work states. This is where the action is. And so maybe this sort of thing will get the Democrats to focus more on these local races, these state races. Because you think of it, Charles, there in Pittsburgh, most people's contact with government is at City Hall or at your county government level. Not many people probably go to Harrisburg, and even fewer go to Washington. That's true in Kentucky. Not many people go to Frankfort or
right.
Washington. It's local elections. And these state legislative races, they are extremely important. And the fact that this Democrat won in Oklahoma is amazing. And I've got to learn more about him and see he did.
Give him a call, Barry, and let's see if we can't set up an interview.
That'd be great. That'd be great.
Barry, I got to tell you, I would much rather be damned for who I am and what I believe in than run and win on a lie.
Well, you know, Charles, one of Henry Clay's most famous quotes was, I would rather be right than president. That's a pretty powerful quote.
Yeah, absolutely. Barry, we got to get going. It's always a pleasure. We appreciate
it.
We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Thanks.
Barry Craig of the Kentucky Labor Institute and the Western Kentucky AFL-CIO Area Council. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.